Viva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
To that on the spot diva from east to the west coast, grinds off the meter, that blog talk Shira, try to vlog on and tune in, cause the lines might be tied up. I love it, boy, you already know, you listen to the only diva spot radio.
Welcome to Diva Spot Radio, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. It is episode 8. And on this episode, we're going to have our special guest, Cecily Monette Jones, live in the building. We're going to be talking about some self-control today, later on in the show. We're going to be talking about taking back your control. Big shout out to our sponsors. We love our sponsors, Seniors Giving. Make sure you take care of the village that nurtured us. Make sure you check out Seniors Giving at www.seniorsgiving.com. Again, that's www.seniorsgiving.com. Today, it is mostly sunny here in Greenville, Texas, with a high of 51 degrees. But it's saying that it's sunny, but it's getting cold outside. It's getting real cold outside. So you guys make sure you put on your jacket. We are into the fall season, going into the winter season. But I'm excited to have Cecily here. She is young, she is fly, she is creative, she is a songer, she is she's a singer, she's an actress, she's a songwriter. Like, sis got it going on. A big shout out to Dwight for putting me on. He hit me up about his incredible artist, and I have had the opportunity for the last 2 weeks to kind of just dig all in and research her and get all up in her Kool-Aid, and she's doing the thing. Y'all make sure y'all hit us up at 515-602-9661 and press the 1 button to be heard. That's 515-602-9661 and press the 1 button to be heard. And you can listen live and jump in the chat room. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. And jump in here with your diva in the morning. I want to get into this hot track. Before I bring my guest in, she got plenty of hitters. I'm going to tell y'all right now, one thing we not going to run out is music with her, and I like that because she got a buffet of music, but she got this hot track called My Day. And a big shout out to everybody whose birthday is going on right now. What is this, Scorpio season right now? Good Lord. Big shout out to all the Scorpios. It is y'all season. Let's play a hot track, and when we come back, we're going to have Cecily live in the building with us. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. And you're now tuned in to Diva Spot Radio. We on the spot and we on the grind.
Where my S signs at? don't chill, but we own one for our birthday thrill. It's my birthday, happy birthday. All the baddies going up in the worst way. It's my birthday, happy birthday. I'ma make you blow it back, cause it's my day. Give me the money, cause I want it all. Big banking cards, big BJ vibes. It's my birthday, happy birthday. I'ma make you blow it back, cause it's my day. Go girl, it's your
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Big shout out to Cecily Jones. That was a hot track, My Day. If it's your birthday, turn up, call into the station, 515-602-9661. Again, that's 515-602-9661. And let's shout out your birthday today. I'm a big birthday person, so this is a perfect song. Cecily Jones made the perfect song for birthday. It's a bop. It's fun, it's creative, and the video is dope too. it's hilarious, and I love it. Let me give y'all a little background on the queen who's coming in, our special guest. Cecily Monette Jones is not your ordinary artist. She reigns supreme as the ultimate triple threat, captivating audience and as a singer, actress, and songwriter. Hailing from the enchanted shores of the Atlantic Beach, Florida, she has truly become a pop queen in her own right. With a heart of gold and a passion for her craft, Cecily pours her heart and soul into every note, every lyric, and every performance. Her current single, Sexy Fly, is a testament to her undeniable talent and is available on all major streaming platforms. Now, whether you're looking for a catchy tune to dance to or to a heartfelt ballad to mend a broken heart, Cecily music has a way of resonating with listeners of all backgrounds. This is a fact. As an entertainer signed to Big Daddy and Slim Records, Cecily has had the privilege of working with some of the industry's finest talent. However, her true passion lies in connecting with her fans and sharing her artistry with the world. She believes in using her platform to spread positivity and inspire others to chase their dreams relentlessly. When she's not performing on stage or creating captivating music, Cecily enjoys exploring her creative side through acting. With her magnetic presence and natural talent, she has graced both local and small screens, leaving audiences awestruck by her versatility. So whether you're a fan of her infectious pop beats, her captivating performances, or her genuine spirit, Cecily Monette Jones is an artist who is destined for greatness. Y'all give a round of applause for the Queen Cecily and let her come on in the building to Diva Spot. Cecily, welcome to Diva Spot.
Hey. Why did I introduce you? You would have thought that I won a Grammy with that introduction. I'm gonna need you. I'm gonna have to fly you wherever I am and do that introduction. That was heaven.
Oh, I would definitely will, and we're gonna speak that Grammy into existence, honey. We're gonna speak it because I did some research. I seen the Queen Pen. I seen the Queen Pen too. I seen a lot of lives. We gonna talk about that later. But we're going to go ahead and speak it into the building. How you doing, Ms. Jones?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you.
Man, I'm so glad to have you here. Big shout out to Dwight. He introduced me to your music, and I have been bumping to it for the last 2 weeks and just following you and seeing how you do your things. And for those, of course. And I love music. I'm a big music lover. But like I said in the beginning, you're a triple threat as a singer, an actress, and a songwriter. So for those who don't know you and haven't caught up to all the hot things that you're doing, why don't you tell them a little bit about yourself?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So it's been quite of a journey. Mm-hmm. From you know, when I was a little girl, you know, music has always been something that I've always loved to do. But the thing is, I did not know that singing was a special gift or a special talent, because everybody around me, my whole family, could sing and hold a tune. So it wasn't until outside forces, you know, told me different. It was like, the story goes, you know, I was in summer camp and I was singing and I had my headphones in. And I was like, well, you know, just enjoying myself, doing my thing. And I'm like, I was singing Killing Me Softly, and I had my head down. And I look up and over my eyes, and I'm like, where am I looking at me for? And I'm like, oh, you can sing. And I'm like, I'm 8. I'm like, can't everybody sing? And they're like, no, get up here. You got to do the talent show. And I'm like, okay, all right. I guess there's something special about it. So when they told me something was special about it, you would have think it was a kid getting rose-colored glasses taken off of them, because I'm like, hey, Mom, right? They said I could sing. So naive. But, yeah, so that's how that started, to be like, oh, it's something special about this. Well, this is what I want to do. And we always had, my mom had a piano in the home when I was growing up, and that piano was something that I would just go to, and I would just make up songs. I was like, well, if I'm going to be a singer, then I got to be able to write my own songs, because I didn't know it was a such thing as a songwriter, me being naive again. So I was like, I gotta know how to write songs. I'm going to get on this piano, and I'm going to make up songs. I have to make up the most interesting songs, me and my cousins. I would put them to work. I would say, well, you're making the beat, and I would get my little boom box and get my little blank tapes, and we would create our own little recording studio and
come on,
record and just go.
It sounded like you took yourself, at 8 years old, you took yourself very seriously, so you were already very seriously, like, yeah, I can remember, like, you get your cousins, you always got them favorite cousins, big shout out to them cousins and the siblings, yes, who support it, who don't want to, but they there.
always.
How long have you said 8? So how long has it been since you've been doing music?
I've been doing music for years, and then I got into the space of, like, the whole acting. I've always been a character. I'm still a character. I will make up something on the spot. I'm the queen of improvisation, like, to the fullest.
Oh, that sounds like Pisces energy.
Close, Aries, but yeah.
Oh, wow. There it is. Shout out to my husband and his Aries energy.
So it's just always been something that is comforting to me, and just second nature. I just don't know what I would do without it, because expressing myself, creativity, you know, it just feels good. It feels right. And I'm very thankful to be able to be blessed with the gifts and be able to share with other people, to help people. My music is my diary. I write from that perspective. So it's like, you know, for people to be able to relate and, you know, sing it back to me, it's like, oh, man, you singing? I wrote that.
I know. That's right. And a lot of people get into the music industry, you know, and some last, some don't, you know. But how has it been as a professional singer? Yes, you started out singing. You realized at 8 years old that you had a talent. But to get into this as a professional, you know, some people just think, yeah, I'm going to go in. I'm going to change the world. I'm going to be the number one artist. But how has the professional career been for you?
It's quite a journey. You know, every day is something you have to kind of work at. And you get those days where you're kind of like, you know, I'm just going to, you know, take a minute. You know, you can get burnt out, but you got to remember, like, what are you doing this for? And you just have to be reminded of those things. But, you know, I'm enjoying the ride, you know. I'm not exactly where I want to be in it just yet, because I'm still working towards that, and I'm enjoying the moment of it, because I know it's, like, happening right in front of my eyes. And
it's a beautiful thing to see. So I know my hard work is not in vain. So I do
love that.
I'm just enjoying the ride, and I love it.
She said, I'm not where I'm at, but I'm on my way. So who have been your top three influencers in music?
Wow. So my top three, I would have to say Aaliyah is number one. Aaliyah is my favorite artist of all time. I adore her. And then I got to take it back a little bit further than that. I love me some Donna Summer. I love me some Donna Summer. I love everything about that woman. Like, so if I can go, so we're going to start with Donna Summer, Aaliyah. And then currently, I love my girl Victoria Monet. I have been following her career
for a couple years.
Before On My Mama, before that song even popped, like, I've been following her since, like, you know, some years back. And it's like, it's so cool to see her evolution from where she started to where she is now. So it's like,
absolutely.
Okay. Yeah. So that's where I am with that.
Oh, I love it. Those are definitely some great influence, man. I love how, you know, you pay homage and you go back to the original singers who really made a difference. And I miss Aaliyah. I wish she was here, you know, but I did listen. You have a track that you actually kind of paid homage to her and did some dedication to her, just kind of with this Aaliyah style. So I definitely did hear that. Aaliyah can never be replaced. Yes. So That was definitely beautiful, and I'm so grateful that you, as a fresh artist, and we are in the current time in 2023, that you recognize how important these women are moving forward, because a lot of them just come in and think that they created something new, and they didn't. But I digress. I'm not even going to come. I digress. My next question is, what are three lessons that you have learned in the music industry?
I'm still learning.
Yeah.
But number one, I will say, because it is fresh on my mind, and I was like wondering if you were going to ask me a question that was dedicated to that or close to it. So I'm going to just say, make sure your paperwork is right when you're dealing with other outside sources, you know, producers, other artists. Make sure the paperwork is right first and foremost. I think that is the most important thing before you do anything in music. I think that takes a 1, 2, and 3, to be honest with you, because if that ain't right, it's going to have you, like my grandma used to say, bum fumbled up all over the place. And it's not a fun thing to see. That was her made-up word. And I wouldn't wish that on anybody. Make sure your paperwork is together before you do anything.
Oh, I love that. I love that. I've always said that. Make sure you got your paperwork together. Make sure that your music is registered. Your contract. Take a look at your contract. You know, make sure what you're signing and what you're getting into. Make sure when you do a record with somebody, like you said, the contract agreement, how much a percentage the performer is getting paid, the producer is getting paid. You know what your percentages is as you're getting paid, because as an artist, if you wrote the song, you're getting paid for the songwriting rights. If you perform the song, you're getting paid for the performance rights. You know, you need to know, and you're right. You know, a lot of people don't have their paperwork together, and then, you know, you end up getting jaded, and you don't want to deal with nobody. I'm glad that you dropped that. Yeah, that's a big one. Any other lessons you learned?
Another lesson that I learned is making sure your team is tight. Making sure you have a solid team around you, you know, people that genuinely care about you. Yes, business, but at the end of the day, you know, everybody has a genuine respect and love for each other. And that seems to make the process easier. So, like, everybody is, you know, an open book, so we can be like, okay, this is that, so we can all kind of talk about it. Those are just lessons over the years that, you know, you grow and you get more knowledge of, like, you know, how to handle things, you know, moving forward. And I'm very thankful for having that.
I really am. I get kind of all choked up because I'm like, you know, it just makes it easier, especially because I have a tendency to kind of spaz out sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like,
oh,
I'm losing it. I need y'all. Give me a minute. So that's first and foremost, too. So, yeah.
I love that.
Strong team, paperwork. And just have it. And I would say, let me think. What else? Three. You know what? A third one isn't coming to me at this moment, and I'm not.
And that's okay. That is definitely okay. I just wanted to make sure that, you know, we kind of have this and trigger this conversation, because a lot of people speak on the glam and they speak on the performances and the glitz, but they don't really talk about, you know, what really needs to be done, how the machine moves and works. So I definitely understand that. You got to have your paperwork together. Put your condom on, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. We got special guests live in the building. Cecily Monette Jones. Make sure you hit us up at 515-602-9661 or log on at www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. It's Diva in the Morning. I'm going to get into this hot track, and then we're going to come back and open up the phone lines, baby. They blowing up for you, Cecily. We're going to get into Sexy and Fly. Yeah. Welcome back to the show. It's your girl, Diva Ebony D. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. I got Cecily Monette Jones in the building. That was just Sexy Fly. Yes, sir. Yes, queen.
Yes, definitely feeling sexy, feeling fly. Yeah, whoa. Definitely a feel-good, fun record. We actually shot the promo for it last night. So I am tired. But business got to be taken care of, so I'm up.
Business do got to take care. I know. I'm tired too, but I'm gonna keep doing what I got to do. But it's just one of those tracks that have you like rolling your shoulders. You can't help but to roll your hips. I just can't. It doesn't matter what I'm doing. Every time I hear it, I'm sexy. Fly, you like, I'm that chick. It builds up a lot of confidence, so I love that track. Let's go to the phone line and get some love. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live at Diva Sprout Radio 646. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo. It's your boy, JR, man. What's up? What's up?
JR, what's going on, King? Hey.
What's going on, Diva? What's going on,
man,
Jones?
I just got to say thank you for the hookup, man. JR. Yes, 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 sir.
Yes.
This right here. I love her, man. She's very affectionate, man. I just really appreciate it, and I really appreciate you calling in and showing to show some love as well. I'm back like I never left,
oh,
baby.
No doubt.
How about that?
Well, no doubt. I thought you would like a, you know what I mean? I think it was a perfect match to get the two queens on here. You know, and I'm definitely loving the show thus far, what I'm hearing. And, you know, I just had to come through and show some love real quick. You know what I mean? Make sure my artist was on point. Make sure she doing what she got to do, you know?
Definitely.
Oh, man. Don't be working it. Hey, look here, Ike. Don't be calling here working this woman.
Hey, the funny thing is that's exactly how we are with each other. I can see it without the beating, though, without the beating, you know?
I know that's right. He's like, I don't do that. Well, JR, thanks for calling
y'all ladies
in,
have a,
man.
Yes, ma'am. You already know, Queen. Y'all have a great rest of your show. No doubt, sis. Keep doing your thing, and I'll be talking to you.
For
okay.
Sure. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuning in live to Diva Spot Radio. We got Cecily Monette Jones live in the building. Triple threat, singer, actress, and songwriter. Make sure you follow her on all major social media outlets on Twitter, which is now X at Cecily Monette J. And then on Instagram, Cecily Monette James. And then on Facebook, Cecily Monette Jones. Make sure you check her out. And also make sure you go. We got to clap for this. Go to Spotify and listen to her music. Follow her. Make sure you show her some love and listen to the music. I have been really having you on Spotify for the last 2 weeks, to be quite honest. Cecily, that's why I've been listening to your music. Cecily, let's play a quick game right quick. You up for a game?
I'm up for a game, yes.
All right, Cecily, Eb, I'm tired. No, just we play this game on Diva Spot called I Know Black People. So I'm going to ask you a couple of questions, and then I'll ask you a question for you to finish the phrase. So the first one is, Cecily, what is the name of the radio station Martin Payne worked on the TV show Martin? Was it WZUP? Was it WZUP? Was it WNWA? Or was it HOOD? Which one was it? Was it WZUP, WNWA, or HOOD?
WZUP.
Yeah.
WZUP.
Like, what? What? The second one is, a small carton of juice valued at 25 cents is referred to as a what? A, Kool-Aid, B, quarter water, C, 25-cent juice. So a small carton of juice valued at 25 cents.
I did not know this one.
Well, the answer is a quarter water. All my East Coast,
I
was
starting to say that
because
that sounded like something we would do.
Yeah, we would do. Call the quarter water.
Yeah, I was.
Let me get a quarter water.
I don't know, but I think it's that one.
Yeah. It ain't nothing a quarter no more. God bless our hearts.
Right.
The next one is,
What is the last name of the starring family from the TV show Good Times? Was it A, Johnson, B, Jones, C, Smith, or D, Evans?
Evans.
Yes. Come on, sis. She know black people, y'all. She knows how some black people. All right. In the movie Friday, what was Ezell's addiction? Was it A, he smoked weed, B, he snorts cocaine, C, he smoked crack, or D, he shoots heroin?
Crack.
Yes! Come on, sis, come through. The number five, what is Fred Sanford's son name on the TV show Sanford and Son? Was it A, Jamal, B, Jermaine, C, Desmond, or D, Lamont?
Lamont.
Yes, come through. and our last one is direct from Chappelle Show. What is a Lucy?
You know what? I felt miserably on the Chappelle Show, but I know somebody who do know the Chappelle Show that would probably know. And if I had to phone a friend, I would phone that friend. But I probably give me the answers. Give me the selective answers.
What's a Lucy? Okay, A, a pipe. B, a loose end. C, a small person. Or D, a single cigarette. What's a Lucy, sis?
A cigarette.
Yeah. Big shout out to Florida Culture. Make sure y'all go to www.floridaculture.com and get that game set. It is so much fun with those cards, and they got everything from Martin to Izza. So make sure you check out www.floridaculture.com and get those game sets. They definitely worth a play. Thank you for playing with us, Cecily. You're so much fun.
Of course.
My next question is, we talked about your music, so let's talk about some acting. How did you get into acting? Like, how did that go for you? And the phone lines, I see y'all. We're about to open y'all up.
So me getting into acting like I said, I've always been quite a character. and it's just always been something that I always wanted to do. So to be quite honest with you, I remember it was a seminar at my church. And my pastor said, we have a special guest here. You know, he's been in the acting for quite some time. And, you know, if you want to start acting, you know, meet us at the church and, you know, he's going to talk with you. So we met with him after church and he was like, okay, this is how you kind of start, this is where you kind of get flowing. And he had this quick little 30-minute seminar. I had my notes. I was the youngest person in that little seminar.
That's right.
I had my notes. And he gave us some good game. He gave us some casting companies. And I took them down, and I just started submitting, like, my pictures. Like, I knew I had, like, really nice headshots. And I kind of made up my own. Like, I Googled how to make my own, like, actor's resume. And I just put things on there that I've done. I mean, it wasn't, like, super, super big. At the time, I had only did Queenpin. So that was my only ally. So other things that I had done, you know, maybe like if it was like a play or something that, you know, maybe not as big or something like that, but I just used what I had and let my pictures and I prayed over it and I was just like, I sent it out for everything. And the first like major booking that I got for like a hit TV show was the show Single Ladies. And I got cast to be an extra with Lisa Ray and Stacey Dash. At the time, this was the first season, and Big Fox. So that was like my first big casting, and from then I was able to kind of like finagle my way and get like more bookings. You know, I was on the show Star, and you know, I did the movie Keanu, and you know, Claws, and all these other things. So that's kind of like where it got started. Thanks to my church.
Shout out to the church. The church pouring into the youth. We need more churches like that. I'm not playing. We need more churches. If you church out there listening, please, if your youth department ain't popping like all the rest of the apartments, please do something about that. I'm put it out there. I'm put it out there. She ain't got to say it. I'm going to say it.
That's exactly it. So I was thankful for that.
How do you I mean, it be everything going on for everything and everybody else, but the youth, they the future. Y'all should pour into them. And we ain't just talking about that children's church back down there by the kitchen. Stop playing with me.
No.
I digress.
No.
I digress.
Like having actual people be encouraging, and that was encouraging to me. And I was like the only, like one or maybe two that actually took that knowledge and is still doing it. It's probably one or two people that actually really took what he said and like ran with it. And I've been running every
All right. My next question is, how do you prepare for your role?
Well, it depends on the role. So I always kind of look at the character description, and I just start practicing. If I know exactly what, the synopsis is of the particular character and what their character traits is, I'll turn it to their character for maybe like, maybe like an hour or two, and I'll like play around and like, and I'll just turn it to them, and I'm this character for maybe like an hour, or I'll bust out into that character throughout the day, even though there's I'm not going after specific lines, but just getting comfortable with their character traits and their personality, and that's how I'm able to bring it to life, and then I can go back and read the actual lines, and it feels authentic, so that's how I do it that way.
I love it.
With, like, people around me.
Mm-hmm, as you should. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. We got Cecily Monette Jones live in the building. Make sure you call us up at 515-602-9661 and press the 1 button to be heard. Let's go to the phone line, Cecily, get some more love for you. 646-963, what's your name? Where you calling from? Is that JR? 616-963, can you hear me? That's all right. We'll come back.
Okay.
My next question is, right, we keep on moving. That's how we do it.
Keep on moving.
I was just thinking, when you said you prepare for the roles and how you prepare for the roles, I just thought about it like, what if she just up one day and all of a sudden you turn into Queen Pen? Like, was that Shell that she was playing in the...
Yeah, Shell. It's Shell.
It was Shell.
Yeah.
Do you... Like, okay, just super random. Please mind my Pisces behavior. I promise you, I'm very fun, but I'd be all over the place sometimes. But I was just thinking, like, when I was writing the questions, I was like, I wonder if she one day just out of nowhere, just her character jump in her, and you bust out one day and act like Shell. I don't know. Just a random question.
Oh yeah, I do. I turn into all types of little funny little characters.
What is the role or a movie is on your bucket list to do? Like, what is the role that you really want to play, or what's the movie that you really want to do?
I would love to do like some action, action kind of maybe like action crime or something like that, to where maybe like you remember the movie that Tyrese and Megan Good played. I can't think of the name of it right now.
What is the name of that movie? I know exactly what you're talking about. I can't think of it.
But it was Google. Like, it was like sexy high crime. I thought that was pretty fly. It was like very emotional. Like, a lot of emotion, a lot of, like, high energy. But I would love to play something like that, just kind of like, like, some Bonnie and Clyde type of vibe. Like, something that's, like,
it was
totally,
way deep.
Like,
it was Waist Deep. The name of the movie was Waist Deep.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would love to play something like that.
I think you would be the perfect character for that. That sounds about right. That right up your alley. And we're going to manifest that as
well. Yeah, that's right up my alley.
Yeah, I
really like
I love it.
Something like that. And if it's not, then I would like to produce something like that, like write it, produce it, and actually star a role like that. Mm. So, because I love to write, so, you know, it all works in the same dynamics.
Hey, we back to the triple threat. I mean, get your money three ways, sis. I'm not mad at you. You write it, you produce it, and you act it. Why not? I'll just say it.
Right.
Why not? Tell me about this track, Lee. I really love this track. I mean, I'm happy in my relationship, don't get me wrong, and I love my husband, but I really love this track Leave because it sucked me in, and I really felt it sucked me in, and it felt like I needed to be in the bubble bath with my wine and with my candles, and like, if you want to leave, go ahead and go, baby. I will stop you.
How you know my bubble bath and my candles?
And I'm talking about, you know, them soaker tubs and the standalone tubs. I just felt like the ambiance. I just see like this tub sitting in the middle of a room with this big window glass, these candles burning, a glass of wine. Like that's what it was giving me. So tell me about this track, honey. Give me the D's. Give Diva the D's, Esteli.
Yeah, this song kind of came about, it's a mixture of, like, relationships, like, collectively. And it was not one specific person that was, like, deemed on, like, oh, my gosh, you're talking about me. It was just, you know, situations that I have encountered and then me thinking about, like, me thinking outside of the box, you know, a woman that has been through this X, Y, and Z, and me putting my own spin on, like, hey, you know, I've been there before. You know, and this is kind of like, well, if you want to leave, you know, leave. And it wasn't on some like I'm crying or I'm begging you to stay, but it's kind of like, you know, if you want to leave, go. Because like as a woman, you want someone there that wants to be there, you know, like I don't want to be like twisting your arm. I don't want to make you feel like I got you in a chokehold to stay, you know, that, you know, if I ain't it. Bye.
Cause you stay right in, ain't it?
Yeah.
This is not a one size fit all over here, baby.
Right.
I love it. Go ahead and introduce that track and let them know they're hearing it live right here on Diva Spot Radio.
Hola, hola, hey. This is your girl, Cecily Monet J, and I am here on Diva Spot Radio, and you guys will be tuning into my song, Leave, and if you want to go, baby, you can go. Bye-bye.
Since you wanna leave,
I'm not getting in your way. That's all I have to say.
Let me help you when you're
gonna
back. Let you go. Oh, 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 yeah, yeah. Since you wanna leave,
is your Uber on the way? I'll be glad to help you pay.
Did you get all of
I'm
your
back.
Let you go.
Need you to walk a little faster. You have to be blue. What I like and what
and
I
miss her is you. It's 3 o'clock.
Finally, I'm free. Finally.
Radio on the spot, on the grind.
It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. That would just leave right there by Cecily Monette Jones. Make sure you follow her on all major social media platforms. Go to Spotify and get the music. Cecily, that's my joint right there. I mean, all of them I like. I like Murder. I like that one too. I like all your music. And that's fairly rare that I like every track that I hear. Well, you know.
Aw, thank you.
It's a good thing. I just thought about, like, yeah, you just said that like that. It is. I'm just going to tell the truth. But that is a beautiful ballad. And the way that you was like, since you want to leave, like, you meant it. I was like, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get your bag. Is your Uber? Is your Uber outside? Just look at this.
Absolutely.
We ain't here to hold you, man. I definitely love the track. I love everything. And your production, your producer. Who is your producer, girl? Girl.
I got a couple on deck, but yeah.
Man, the clarity. What? Go ahead.
I definitely have a couple on deck, and then I also have a vocal producer as well. Shout out to Ivy. But yeah, it's been quite a journey with like the new scope of, like, that's why I said the crew has to be strong, like the whole the whole crew has to be strong, and everybody has to play the part.
You're right, and everybody has to be excited to play their part, man. Everybody plays a position, everybody is important. You know, no jealousy, no back and forth. It's hard dealing with a staff, and people get funky and get personal issues and lack professionalism. And that tears down the whole situation. So, you know, I'm glad that you got that experience. And sometimes we just got to let people leave. Go ahead and leave. If you want to go, go. I'm not trying to keep you here. Now, we talked about your music. We talked about, right? I'm like to the left, straight Pisces. I will let you go, baby. I will pay for your Uber. What? You want to? Okay. I got my app right here. I'm going to put it on my Cash App card. Don't worry about it. Because I don't like tolerated love. I think tolerated love is the worst love. Like, I'm a big lover at heart. But if you just tolerating me, I do not want it. You can keep that. So we talked about music. We talked about acting. Now let's talk about some love and awareness. Like, what are some things that you care about deeply? What does Cecily care
some
about?
Things? What I care about?
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I care about family. You know what I'm saying? And, like, the people that are, like, around me, they're family, you know? I care about that a lot. I care about spending time with, like, loved ones. I never been really, like, a fan of, like, I'm not really a club girl, you know, like, I step out every now and then. I see business, I just stand the third, but, like, I really enjoy, like festivities. Like, I like going to karaoke. Like, I like playing, you know, like, playing golf or fun activities, bowling. Spending time with family and eating. If there's food, I am there.
Well, that leads me into my...
I care the most about that. Family fun time. And if you're a dear friend of mine, you family. So.
Yeah, right? If you come through, listen, I love family, and that goes in line. Aries is like that. My husband is very family-oriented, and I just love his family. Like, they are super, super dope. And that leads into my next question. What is your love language?
One is food. That is one of my love languages. But another love language of mine is surprise. I love the element of surprise. And thirdly, I love the feeling of, like, love. Like, you remember... I guess to describe me, I'm kind of like a Disney character when it comes to, like nice. Love, or if I'm feeling that feeling, I become a Disney character, like, like,
straight Snow White.
Yeah. I become that. And that's how you know if I'm like really, really into you or I'm tolerating you. I become that version of myself. And I'm always smiling, and I'm smiling for no reason. And, those are some of my love languages. And I like the feeling of touch. Mm. I'm a big hugger, like hold my hand.
Cuddler.
And, we're running off into the sunset, So those are, my love languages, for me, The high-pitched voice comes in effect and everything.
Oh, for me? I know, right? You get very
yeah.
crazy.
But you love me like this, you do. Yes.
I love it. It's worth it. Like, that's when a man, a woman, and then that is what it is.
Yeah,
are you,
I'm a woman, and I like a man.
Are you single right now, or are you currently dating?
Oh, well. That's for me to know and for people to find out.
All right. Wow.
If you know, you know.
All right. Well, I'm going to get out that Kool-Aid. That ain't none of my business right there. And my last question for you, man, you're so fun. That's why I couldn't wait for you to get here. I knew this was going to be a fun interview. I'm like, yes, I got some energy coming in here, but... As a songwriter, what makes a good song, Cecily? Like, you are an amazing songwriter, so what would you say makes a really good song?
You know what? To be honest with you, sometimes, I know that I'm a good songwriter, but sometimes you can you can burn yourself out, And it's okay to have, somebody else come in and help you co-write,
Okay.
And it's no shame in that. Somebody can have a different idea and kind of branch off of what you've done and be able to have a team like that to say hey, why don't you try this or why don't you switch this up or bring this in or, that all works together. Because I can be the greatest songwriter of all time, but I can be even greater, by allowing your team to kind of have their input or whatever. And we kind of bounce ideas off of each other, So even with the song Leave, there were co-writes on that as well.
Nice.
Shout out to Brian Arnold. So, we co-wrote that together. And him coming from a man's perspective, we were sitting there putting it together. So it was what about this? What about that? And I'm okay, all right, being open to that, which is pretty cool. And like I said, don't burn yourself out. And you're an artist and you have a team, so depend on your team. Make it work.
I love it. Make it work. Teamwork, make the dream work. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio all the time. Tell me about Karma Sutra. Shout out to Jit. Shout out to Grind Hard Radio. This one of Jit's favorite songs. Tell me about Karma Sutra.
That was spicy. So Karma Sutra is another side of me because I have different sides to me. Karma Sutra is a very sexy song. Speaking in terms of a woman just letting a man know, you say you want to do some things, but show me. It's kind of she's putting on her dominatrix type of, attitude, personality, and she's don't be scared, don't be shy, show me what you got.
stop playing with me.
Very, confident, sexy side of me, and, I can be her. I can be her too. I'm every woman. She's all in me, baby.
Girl, you ain't never lied. It is the truth. I feel the same way. I'm a Pisces. I possess all 12 houses, and I got multiple personalities. We going on 7 years, baby. 7 years, November the 12th, we'll be
good.
Married.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is so beautiful. I can't wait to get
there. It took every last one of my personalities to get us this far with this Aries, but I love him.
And Carmen, she definitely is a character. Like, she is definitely a character. When I heard it, I said, oh, yeah, I know who that is. So that energy.
Yeah.
So go ahead and introduce it and tell them they're listening to it right here live on Diva Spot Radio.
It's your girl, Stephanie Renee J. Again, I am here on Diva Spot Radio, of course, with the best. And I'd like to introduce to you Kama Sutra. Stay sexy, y'all. Y'all ladies still be everyone. Like, Jones, make sure you follow her on all social media platforms. Cecily, thank you so much for coming through the Diva Spot, honey. You are a ray of sunshine and such a diva. And when I say diva, I mean you are divine, intelligent, with a victorious attitude, honey. That is diva.
Oh, I like that.
Maybe thinking of diva is something. You got to be a divine, intelligent, victorious attitude. Cecily, you got any shout-outs you want to give? And tell them how to follow you on your social media network and what's coming up next for you as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Most thankfulness to you, Diva Spot Radio. I really do appreciate it. It's been a pleasure. It's been a great way to start my morning. I have a very busy, complex day today. A lot to get done. But I really enjoyed starting the day off with you, and this interview has been quite a blessing. And like I said, that was quite an intro. Shout out to Big Daddy. My record label, shout out to Brian Arnold. Shout out to management, JR. Shout out to Security Q. Shout out to just everybody that's listening. I'm very thankful. I'm probably missing some people, but I'm doing it in love. So let me just do that in love. Just shout out to everybody. And you can definitely follow me, Cecily Monet J, at all social media platforms. Same name all across the board from what it used to be. What it's not Twitter anymore. What X?
X.
Facebook and Instagram. Yeah, so be sure to follow me and follow everything that I have going on. And what's next for me is everything. I'm just going to say everything. I'm speaking it all into existence. And check out Sexy Fly as a new single.
Man, y'all definitely make sure y'all check out Sexy Fly. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. I want to give a big shout-out to everybody that's tuned in now. When I come back, we're going to get into that taking to church. And y'all know I got to hit y'all with that educate and regulate session. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We're going to talk about some self-control. But let's go ahead and start this morning with some Aniko King's affirmation. Let's go.
No cloud, I give them no power. Creators look different, they ancient. Sooner than later, all will be ours. I keep an eye out for the numbers. I stay in contact, synchronization. To infinity, even beyond it, I am a common, no destination. A lot of things I am above, and there are a lot of things that are above me. Do not come for the people I love, cause then I get scary, then I get uglier.
From a Saturday night, but I just wanna trade it all for a chance to make it in the heaven gates, cause they say I'm living wrong, wish it won't change. I got bad ways, but I'm asking you God, please take them away, far away from here. I misbehave, this lifetime hurts, but I'ma make this work, so I'ma take them to church, take them to church, take them to church.
Man, it's your boy Khalid Dreams. You are now tuned in live on
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.
Yeah. Time to feed that spirit, Josh. Your girl Diva Ebony B, you're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Big shout out to Cecily Monette Jones coming through and blessing the show. As we at that portion of the show where we feed your spirit, and I'm coming out of my Women of Colors devotional Bible. If you don't have a devotional Bible, please make sure you get one. You can get one, a paper book. I would suggest you get a paperback. You can download a devotional Bible on your tablet, or you can download one on your phone. I definitely recommend the Bible app on your phone. It's really good to have some daily devotionals on there. But today, this week is all about, this is the fifth week, we're about to go into November, but of October. Today is October the 30th, 2023, and we're going to be talking about self-control. And this topic, this week's topic is about self-control. So, and it's about controlling yourself. And I want to come from the scriptures, Romans chapter 6, verse 21. And it says, what fruit had ye then in those things whereof ye are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. And that's from Romans chapter 6, verse 21. And a short story goes to say, Lindsay lived in a fabulous condominium. Her career as a corporate communication specialist had begun to pay off. And then she met the man of her dreams. They've been dating seriously for 8 months, and she was convinced he would be her future husband. He said all the right things. They did all the right things, attending church and weekly Bible studies, praying and reading scriptures together. She thought that they were a match made in heaven. Then he became distant. Lindsay could not figure out what was wrong. She honored his request for space to ponder their future. What she thought would be a few days turned into a month. And then she was shocked She honored his request for space to ponder their future. What she thought would be a few months turned, few days turned into a month. And then she was shocked beyond belief. As she was sitting in her rocker at 12:30 a.m., unable to sleep, she saw his car parked at the condominium directly across from hers. She had to be dreaming. Seething, she grabbed her robe and headed across the parking lot. She rang the neighbor's doorbell, and when the door opened, she stormed past the neighbor and found her true love sitting in the family room. Before he could react, she hit him in the nose with the base of her palm. She sprung on her heels, shoved her neighbor aside, and marched back to her condominium. In Romans 6, the Apostle Paul asks the saints specifically, what shall we say then? Are we to continue in sin that grace may abound? By no means. Jesus was crucified and died on the cross as a ransom for our sins. My old self, your old self, was crucified with him so that the sinful body might be destroyed. In order to consider ourselves alive in Christ, we must be willing to die to sin, y'all. When you yield to anger, violence, fear, deceit, or betrayal, then we have not died to sin. We are slaves to it. We can choose to yield to sin or to yield ourselves up to the fruit of the Spirit, which is love, joy, patience, peace, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. Self-control is a choice. Paul instructs us to exercise self-control with the same zeal that we had when we yielded ourselves, our bodies, to sin. Then he asks us the question, what reward did you get from sin? The wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life. Lindsay's first lost control of her emotions and then lost control of her body when she punched her former boyfriend in the face.
Now let's apply this word. Application. Think of a situation in your life where you did not exercise self-control. What reward did you get from your sin? In your journal, write what happened and how you responded. Then rewind. Instead of what you did, write what you wish you'd done. Does what you wish you'd done reflect more accurately the teachings of the Apostle Paul and the characteristics of Jesus? And I pray this word out. Dear God, please forgive us. And God, forgive me, all of us. Dear God, please forgive me for allowing our emotions to run amok. Lord, I know you and I are in control of me, Lord. Lord, no matter how poorly another person treats me, I always have the power to resist losing control because I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, let the scriptures and the teachings in this chapter become manifest into my spirit, God, so that I will exercise self-control and respond with the character of Jesus Christ. And in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, amen, amen, and amen to that. Yeah. Got to get that spiritual feeding, got to have some self-control. I want to talk more about self-control because there's so many ways that you can have self-control. And let's talk about, you know, taking back that power, taking back control. Escali, come on in here. Let's educate and regulate them, baby.
It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey, Queen, what you do some? On the front line, Diva Ebony B. Hey, Queen, gon' do some. Hey queen, gon' do some. Hey queen, what you do some? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on, come on.
Yeah. Shout out to F. Colleen. I wanted to talk to you guys about a couple of things. The first one is your self-esteem and your self-confidence. The second one is your self-control and your finances. And the third one is your self-control and your health. These are three main areas that we definitely need some self-control in our lives to have a productive life. So the first one about self-control is what are the factors and what are the factors influence your self-esteem? Like what's influencing your self-esteem? And there's a couple of things that influence your self-esteem. One, your childhood. Two, society. Three, the media. And for the people around you. These things have a, you know, an effect on your self-esteem, on your self-confidence. And I think we need to identify, you know, what has an effect of us so we can be able to start taking back our control for those who have low self-esteem, those who lack confidence, those who lack a positive outlook on yourself. So the first thing I would do, I want to give you guys a couple of tips on how to build up and take control of your self-esteem. Take your self-esteem back. And big shout out to betterup.com. If you want to get more tips on how to build your self-esteem, go to betterup.com. The first one is write a list of the things that you admire about yourself. I want you to sit down and write a list of what you admire about you. And it don't matter if it's one thing or if it's 100 things. Please sit down and write that list of the things that you admire about yourself. And the second thing is stop people pleasing. People pleasing is a sign of fear. It's not healthy. When you're trying to please somebody, that's because you are in fear of losing their support or you are in fear of losing that position. People pleasing is not healthy for anybody. It just means that you are in a fearful state with that person, whether you're doing what you're doing to keep them around or you're doing what you're doing to keep their financial support, or you're doing what you're doing to keep them, it's people pleasing is not good at all. The third thing is to step out of your comfort zone. you want to build up your self-esteem, you want to build up your confidence, step out of your comfort zone and go somewhere, meet some new people, start a podcast, do a live, wear something that you wouldn't necessarily wear, go to a place that you wouldn't necessarily go to. Like, this is going to help nurture your self-esteem, and this is going to allow yourself to grow, because if you stay stagnated and locked up in the house, you're going to be locked up in your mind, and you're never going to be able to get what God has for you. And I know it's people out there who will want to keep you in a house. It's parents out there who want to keep their kids and say, oh, it's dangerous out there. It's dangerous everywhere. You know, and you shouldn't, but you have to go out and experience it and see it for yourself. At least not one time. You know, people will have a bad experience, and then they will try to keep you up under that fear and up under that doubt and up under that hindrance. The next thing is, let negative people go. If you got negative people in your life, I don't care if it's your mate, I don't care if it's your kids, I don't care if it's your siblings, it doesn't matter. The negative people are there to uproot all your mustard seed that you planted. It doesn't matter if they family. It don't matter if my brother is negative, I'm cutting them off. My sister negative, I'm cutting them off. Anybody. It doesn't matter who it is, because I worked too hard to till this land for you to come with your negative vibes. You ain't never happy about nothing positive. You're not happy for me. And a lot of times they're really miserable with themselves, so they can't be happy for you. So they want to take, they're around when you're in misery, but when you come out and you're healed and God has delivered you from that, they ain't really got too much to say, and nor are they supportive. And you would notice, because they always have problems in their life. Oh, they ain't never got enough money. Oh, they ain't got a good career or job. Oh, my health. Oh, my car. Oh, you know, I was drinking. Oh, I drink too much. I'm an alcoholic. Pay attention to the things that people say about themselves. Because if they don't even love themselves and they ain't taking the effort or the opportunity to better themselves, what makes you think that they can do anything for you or will do anything for you? There's a lot of people out here who are being scapegoat and gaslighted and love bombed, and they really don't mean what they mean. And a person who loves you is definitely going to go 1,000% on themselves and loving themselves. And if they struggle with balancing their emotions, and a lot of times it comes from the things, the people, places, and things they're around. But you got to let negative people go. It's okay. You're trying to work towards building up yourself and a better you. Nothing personal. My cutoffs ain't personal. They spiritual, baby. The next one is stop comparing. Stop comparing yourself to other people. If you want to build up your self-esteem and your self-confidence, you got to stop comparing yourself. You are one of one. God made us all unique. The next one is forgive yourself. Forgive yourself for past mistakes. I started doing this thing when I first moved to Washington, and I would go in the mirror every day and I would say things that I was not proud of or I wasn't happy. And I tell myself, Ebony, I forgive you for mismanaging that money. Ebony, I forgive you for being verbally and physically abusive. Ebony, I forgive you for certain things. Like, you have to get up and look at yourself in the mirror. And sometimes you may have that ugly cry. Sometimes you may not. But please take the time out to forgive yourself for past choices and past mistakes, okay? The next one is set some boundaries. You got to set some boundaries when you're building up yourself, because as you continue to grow and become more confident and become more happy, there's going to be people around you who do not like that, because they don't want to see you self-sufficient and they don't want to see you living in your real journey, your real life. So you got to be able to set some boundaries and say, hey, you are not going to treat me like this. Or if you rocking with me, you rocking with me. If we together, we together. If we doing this thing, we doing this thing. And if not, it's okay. You in the way of somebody who really wants to do life with me. Like, seriously. And I had to make that decision for myself. And a lot of us, men and women, we've had to make that self decision to say, hey, you are in the way of somebody who's trying to do life with me for real. Stop trying to give me these little carrots, dangling these little carrots. Oh, when I get my career together. Oh, when I get a better job. Oh, when I get some more money. Oh, when I get this next. If they with you, they with you. It don't matter what they got. They going to be riding with you. And you need somebody that's 10 toes down, not somebody that's straddling the fence. And the last one is celebrate your wins. When you have a win, when you complete an assignment, when you even just getting up, if you was to work on time, it doesn't matter. A win is a win. A small win, a big win, celebrate them. And you celebrate with God first. Celebrate with God first and then celebrate with others if you choose. But celebrate your wins. Just the win of you getting up every day, you praying every day, you going to work, you taking care of the kids, you cook some dinner. Maybe you just did a load of laundry. It's a win is a win, so celebrate that. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you follow me on all social networking platforms, on X, Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, at Diva Ebony B and at Diva Spot Radio. Big shout out to our sponsor, Seniors Giving. Make sure you check them out at www.seniorsgiving.com. Call us up at the station at 515-602-9661 and press the one button to be heard. We're talking about taking self-control and taking back your control. We just touched on self-esteem and touched on your self-confidence. Now I want to touch on those finances, okay? Can we talk about some finances? Can we talk about that money? Can we talk about that chang-a-lang? Because I got some tips and tricks for y'all to show y'all how to get your bag together, okay? Get that bag together. It is definitely important, and you can get that bag together. Big shout out to Investopedia.com. That's Investopedia.com. I want you to check them out. They got some really great tips on managing your money and how to get you back on track. But I think the first thing before we even start talking about managing our money, we need to find out about these the five money personality types. And I was thinking about it like, okay, when you identify your personality types, then you can identify your relationship with money. So there are five money personality types. You got the big spender, you got the saver, you got the shopper, you got the debitor, and you got the investor. So when we're talking about the big spender loves nice things like new gadgets, brand new clothes, you know, people with a spending personality type aren't typically bargain shoppers. They are fashionable and are always looking to make a statement. Now, this often means a desire to have the latest and great in the greatest mobile phones, the biggest 4K television, and a beautiful home. So when it comes to keeping up with the Joneses, the big spender are the Joneses. Now, they are comfortable spending money, and they don't fear debt, and they often take big risks when investing, okay? Now, let's talk about the savers. The savers are the exact opposite of the big spenders. They turn off the lights when they leave in the room. I turn my lights off. They close the refrigerator door quickly to keep in the cold. They shop only when necessary, and they rarely make purchases with credit cards. Now, they generally have no debt and may be viewed as a cheapskate. Now, savers are not concerned about following the latest trends, and they derive more satisfaction from reading the entrance on their bank statement than acquiring something new. So savers are conservative by nature and don't take big risks when it comes to investing. Let's talk about the shoppers. Shoppers often develop great emotional satisfaction when they're spending. They don't resist spending, even if it's to buy items they don't even need. They are usually aware of their addiction and are even concerned about the debt that it can create. They look for bargains and are happy when they find them. Now, shoppers are very in terms of investing. Some invest regularly through the 401k plan and may even invest a portion of any sudden windfalls. But while others see investing as something they will get eventually. Now, the debtors aren't trying to make a statement with their money. They don't shop to entertain or cheer themselves up. They simply don't spend money they don't really spend much mind, you know, time thinking about their money, or therefore they don't keep tabs on what they spend or where they spend it. Debtors generally spend more than they earn and are deeply in debt while not putting much thought into investing. Similarly, they often miss taking advantage of their company's match 401k. Sound like America right now. We're more debtors than savers. And Clinton was trying to tell us that. But nevertheless, let's look at the investor personality. Now, the investors are continuously aware of their money. They understand their financial situations and try to put their money to work. Regardless of their current financial standings, investors turn to seek a day with passive investments will provide sufficient income to cover all of their bills. Their actions are driven by careful decision-making, and their investments reflect the need to take a certain amount of risk in pursuit of their goals. Now, making these money changes is not always easy, but y'all, is necessary. So here's a couple of tips that you can do to try to get your bag in order and get your personality in order and just see where you are. You can do these couple of things. The first thing I would say, if you're trying to get control and have some self-control in your finances, is first, lower your monthly expenses. Whatever you don't need, cut it. Lower those monthly expenses. Get on a basic plan with your phone. Get on a basic plan with everything. You got to lower your monthly expenses in order for you to have some additional income. The second one is to pay off your debt. Start off small with the small debts, and I will always say negotiate. I negotiate all the time. If I got a I have a hospital bill that I'm about to negotiate now because it was $100 when I got it when Queen was 1 year old. Now it's up to $900, and I know they didn't sold it off to somebody else. I'm not giving them $900. I'm going to give them $100, and it's going to be done. The third thing is to create and utilize a budget plan. You got to have a budget plan. If you have not sat down and did your budget, which is all your income, money coming in, write that number down and do your outcome and subtract that from your income to see how much you have left. You need to get a budget and plan. You got to get a budget plan and not only create it, but utilize it. I mean, stick to that thing. The next thing is create an emergency fund. You're going to need an emergency fund. You can do a 60-40 with your money. 60% goes to all of your bills. 40% you can break down 20%, 20%, 20% for savings, 20% for your emergency funds. As your checks roll in, you can actually schedule your check to go to different, your direct deposit, 60% going to your main account, 20% going to your savings, and another 20% going to your emergency fund. And last but not least, lowering your credit card usage. You don't want to go over, they say, I think it was 33%, but I would say don't go over 21%. Lower your credit card usage and watch your credit score spike like nobody's business. That way you can contribute to your future goals or you can contribute to your retirement, whatever one that you choose to. So let's get control of that money. Let's go ahead and stop playing. Stop acting like we don't want to look at our accounts. Stop acting like the overdraft fees. Stop. And another thing, going to these ATMs. I think the biggest con is for me to go pay for my money. I'm paying you for something that I already got. I go to my bank. I'm not going to no ATM. It ain't going to happen. ATM fees and overdraft fees are a killer to your budget. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, and now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you hit us up at www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. So call us up at 515-602-9661. That's 515-602-9661. I got one more tip for you guys. We're talking about self-control right now. We're talking about taking back control. And now I want to talk to you guys about taking control of your health. It is serious. Taking control of your health. Check out www.abbott.com. Again, that's www.abbott.com. Here are a couple of tips to better your health. The first one is get enough sleep. You need sleep. Sleep is vital. The second one is schedule a physical for an exam. Go ahead and get your exam. Go get your checkup. Now, the third one is understanding your health indicators. What did they get the test results? Get what came back. The fourth one is keep track of your records. You need a copy of your records. You need to be able to access them. This way you, this will help you improve your lifestyle. You know, a lot of the people who really take care of themselves and who take, who focus on having self-control have a better relationship, better career, better money, better living arrangements, because they decided to take control of themselves. They started to take control of their health and their self-esteem and their finances. You want to get the, like I said, get enough sleep. Sleep should be top priority. The average adult needs 7 to 8 hours of sleep every night. So sleep deficiency increases your risk of heart disease. It increases your risk of diabetes, obesity, cancer, and depression. Did y'all know that? The National Institute of Health reports this, that the lack of sleep, you increase your risk of heart disease, diabetes, obesity, cancer, and depression just because you ain't get enough sleep. And this is the way the elites want it. When you schedule your exam, regular health exams are important for preventing diseases and detecting problems early. And so many times that people then went to the doctor and found out that they got cancer. And if they would have had regular health exams or did their physical exams, they would have been able to get that blood work and realize this sooner. And they would have been in a position to help them fight against these diseases. Going to them is one of the simplest ways to stay on top of your health. Your primary care provider, your PCP, they will review your personal and family history. They'll check your vital signs. They'll gather other information to get an overall view of your health. So they may also order blood tests to confirm your organs are functioning. Depending on your age and your medical history and family history, your PCP may recommend additional screening and testing. So you want to go get that done. Understanding your health indicators is like understanding your vital signs, including your blood pressure and your heart rate, your respiration rate and your temperature and what they may mean for you and your health can help you proactively impact your well-being. You know, you can make the most of your doctor's visits by bringing a list of questions with you. Like, ask these questions, bring a list, research things, ask them to test you for certain things. Your doctor collects a lot of information about your health, but sometimes you may need to speak up for yourself. You got to advocate, you guys. Like, ask these questions, you need to understand what tests looks like, you know, what tests to look for, when to expect your results and how to interpret your results and crucial in the clinical part. So common blood tests include a complete blood count. That's a CBC. You know, basic metabolistic panels. And like understanding these tests or knowing the normal ranges will help you ask more informed questions. Like, you need to know what the normal range is for your age and for your family history so you can compare them. And when I was talking to you guys about keeping your records, maintaining your own up-to-date personal health records in one place means it's ready and available for you to share with your healthcare provider. It also ensures that you have most of your recent health information at your fingertips so you can make a knowledgeable decision. Because when we go into these tests and a doctor or the nurse recommends something, you'll say, hold on, I got my history here. I do have a question about that, and it might conflict with this. So your PHR, which is your personal health records, should indicate information such as your medications, your health condition, your medical history, dates and results and checkups of your screening tests, contact information for your healthcare provider, and your emergency contact. So you want to have these on hand. This is going to help you improve your life. Now, I hope you guys are blessed by these tips today and by the topic of taking control, self-control, taking your control back, having self-control in your self-esteem, having self-control in your finances, and having self-control in your health is extremely important, and you don't want to find yourself left out there. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. I want to thank my guest, Cecily Monette Jones, for coming through and blessing us. Big shout out to JR for sending a queen over here to me. I also want to give a big shout out to my sponsor, Big shout out to Seniors Giving. Big shout out to seniorsgiving.com. Make sure you check them out. Also, make sure you follow me on all social media outlets. That's Diva Ebony B. Again, that's Diva Ebony B. And also, make sure you tune into the show. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot and leave a comment. If you're looking to be interviewed, showcased, or promoted on Diva Spot, go ahead and leave a comment on the on my message board on blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. When you get to my page, all you got to do is scroll down and leave a comment. And I will get back to you and get you live here on Diva Spot Radio. We're going to go ahead and get out of here. You guys keep God first, family second, and career third. We're going to get out of here with some Grandmaster Kai with Grand Waves. Let's go.
Grandmaster, has anybody seen Grandmaster?
Hey yo, Grandmaster!
I'ma have to get my way. She be all up in my face, damn. I can't get a break, man. I'ma have to break, damn. Need it for like 8 days. Scotch making bacon's on the way. I create that, I get it, man. Rappers at the top, then they quiet, but they miss it, man. Kinda fit cash in they pocket, they fake stuff. I've been in the stew, hands on like it's makeshift. Haters left and right in my ear, can you hear them? Too bad G and K went and disappeared. Great crew dug her from the dirt, not a builder. My potential through the roof is through the ceiling. Ice on my wrist, wait a second, let me chill. Rocky's in the back, I'm feeling kinda happy. Baby, girl, she dumb, she looking kinda snappy. Hopping on my way, tryna get another rack. I could push you back, I see cops on the way. I got a zap, Google search for you, girl, I got a fact. She just want me back, she don't really like a chat. Bro, it's not your fault, she just want the grand master. Disappear, cash, work your heart, rapture. Took your girl, capture, looking back at her. Seen the past, fast for my telly, cause my belly, if they're feeling kinda heavy. Pushing gas, ain't talking shabby, but your man been knife and deli. She don't really win my leverage, I pull up and you would sell it. So she likes me, because I'm icy. And I've been out here really trying to do the right thing. But then it's fight me, can't work with my heat. Looking like a banger every time the odds beat. I might as well spit, because it's in my motto. Now I'm in tune with my spirit, Elgato. Focus on the plan. I'ma have to get my way. She be all up in my face, damn. I can't get a break, damn. I'ma have to break, damn. Did it for like 8 days. Flash making bangers on the way. I create that, I get it. Rappers at the top, then they quiet, but they millions. Kinda fit cash in they pocket, the fake stuff. I've been in the stew, hands on like it's makeshift. Haters left and right in my ear, can you hear them? Too bad G and K went and disappeared. Great proof dug up from the dirt, not the building. My potential through the roof, through the ceiling. Ice on my wrist, wait a second, let me chill. Rocky's in the back, I'm feeling kinda happy. Baby girl, she dumb, she looking kinda snappy. Hopping on my way, trying to get another rag, but I could put you back. I see cops on the way, I got a zap. Google search for you, girl, I got it back. She just want me back, she don't really like a track. Bro, it's not your fault.
Hey, yo, Grandmaster!
Diva Spot Radio on the spot, on the grind.